Jimmy, here we are back at the training ground. 24 hours ago, we won 2-0 in the preliminary round. We're back here in 48 hours. Your thoughts on yesterday's game?
I think, Andy, the conditions were certainly very, very tough. Probably you don't realise until you're out here. And obviously you feel the heat and the conditions and things. And obviously with having such a long break, you know, through the whole lockdown period, it's something that we're not used to ourselves. First real competitive match in such a long time that I thought fitness levels and performance wise was very, very good. Look, we're obviously going to get better, and certainly in all aspects of our game, but considering the conditions and obviously the sort of tie that it was and what was at stake, I thought, you know, we performed to a very good level.
Great goal by Bastian to break the deadlock, because they were stubborn to break down, weren't they?
They were, Andy, and we knew that before the match, but like we always do, we believe in the way we play, and we believe in the way the manager wants us to play, and we kept doing the right things, and you know, was we got our rewards in the end. We probably should have, and you know, scored before we did. Obviously the keeper made two great saves, one certainly from Kirk, and you know, we did have a couple of, you know, opportunities in the sense where we got into good areas, and it was maybe just that final ball or the movement or run or whatever it was. But as I say, you know, before the game, you'd have certainly took a 2-0 win anyway.
And great for, on his debut, for Christie to get off the mark as a striker, that's what you want, isn't it? A goal on your debut.
Yeah, and, you know, Christie hasn't really been with us that long, Andy. And he's, like the rest of the boys, they've settled in really, really well to the group. And certainly early on, they've all showed the qualities that they possess. And the reason why the club and the manager wanted them here at the club. And as I say, we are in good shape at the minute, and we have a very, very strong squad here to sort of deal with the amount of games that we usually have.
Of course, yesterday was a momentous occasion for yourself. You know, we win 2-0, you're the captain, but it was your 37th European game. And it puts you one ahead of the legend who was Noel Bailey, MBE. And that must be a very proud achievement for yourself.
Yeah, of course it is, Andy. You know, as I've said, you know, whenever I first come in the door, it's not something that I would ever have thought about or would ever have imagined that that would have happened. Obviously, you want to continue to perform at a high level, because if you are doing that, then you will remain, you know, at the football club. And you know, thankfully, yeah, I've been able to be here for a long time, and hopefully that, you know, continues on. And yeah, for myself and my family and everyone that has helped me along in my career, it's very, very proud moment, because, you know, Noel was such a big influence on me whenever I came in the door, someone who I always looked to, and sort of the way that he carried himself and handled himself. And again, with his performance levels and the amount of appearances that he made for the club, that, you know, I would certainly say that, you know, he would be the greatest of us all. And, you know, I don't think there's any argument with that, Andy. And as I say, I was privileged and honoured to play alongside him for the amount of time that he did. And as I say, he taught me and showed me a lot.
And it was nice he sent you a message, and I know you've received countless messages, you know, for the achievement yesterday, you know, but that's the sort of family spirit club we are, isn't it?
Of course, and, you know, I think everyone knows, Andy, the type of person that Noel is. So look, I don't think it, you know, surprises, you know, any of us whenever, you know, Noel obviously always looks out for us and is still to do with the club. And you know, obviously, the way that Noel always handles himself, you know, it's always, you know, a great honour to get a message from someone like himself.
Looking back over your 37 games, you know, what are the ones that stand out for you?
I think Andy's obviously last year was the big standout for me. you know, with that sort of long run that, you know, that we went on. And again, something that we probably wouldn't have imagined that that would have happened. But, you know, with our performance levels and the way we performed and the whole package, was very special. And, you know, I would certainly say that last year those games were very special. You know, obviously my debut in Europe was the Halmstad's game as well. My first away trip then was whenever I think we'd won 1-0 and Warren Kearney had actually scored. So again, you know, the early days of the career, you know, that first game as well was special. I was a young boy and experiencing the whole European adventure, and obviously, you know, new to the whole life of Linfield, and that trip, you know, certainly gave me the hunger to continue to be involved.
And, you know, that was 37, hopefully 38, not too far away in a couple of days' time. This is a match we really want to win against Drita, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, Andy. Look, as I said, you know, last year was a brilliant journey for everyone in the club, and I think it's certainly given us the hunger and the determination to try and replicate that, and if not, go one further. I know it's a big ask, but, you know, as I say, there's no harm in us dreaming and obviously striving to be better than what we were last year. And as I say, we got that hunger last year, and I think, you know, we're all in the same sort of mindset now that we want to continue that journey on this year if possible, and that all continues again on Tuesday night against, you know, a team who we have watched now and have more information on now, and they do possess a lot of threats and they will be dangerous to us, and again, it will not be an easy match.
And I know it's one game at a time, but on the horizon, you know, it's not just the start of a league campaign and hopefully more European games with Warsaw and stuff, but 10 games would take you to 600, which is one hell of an achievement, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, Andy. You know, again, it'd be something that I would be very proud of, you know, to get to that milestone. But obviously, you know, Tuesday night's very important, and it's one game that we all want to win and want to be involved in. Obviously, with a fantastic squad here now and a big squad that is capable of being successful. So, you know, again, we're all fighting for places, and hopefully I can continue to be in the team to reach that number quickly.
And after, what, 4 or 5 months out of action, isn't it great to be back in a team bonding, trip away, competitive match environment? We must have all missed all that.
Look, of course, Andy, you know, we can all train on our own, as I certainly did over lockdown. But it is very, very tough. I think the thing that we all enjoy the most is the whole camaraderie and the banter and the good fun that we all have with each other. Yes, we all enjoy, obviously, playing here at Linfield and enjoy the competitiveness of the environment that we're in. Always the team to beat and always, you know, expected to win things, and that's the environment, you know, that I certainly enjoy. But I think, you know, if you ask any footballer, the thing that they do miss a lot is obviously the dressing room that you're involved in. And that was a big thing, certainly that I missed, Andy, through the whole period, was, you know, just training on your own and, as I say, no fun and no banter that we all have with each other.
Jimmy, congratulations on 37 games. Best of wishes for Tuesday night and for 10 more games. And let's hope this European campaign can go on and on. And let's hope we talk again prior to a league campaign and as we chase 55 starting
Absolutely.
In October.
Thank you,
Andy. Jimmy. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks.